start the second half of the Monday show with David Johnson, Arizona Cardinals running back, who joins us in the broadcast booth here at University of Phoenix Stadium. David, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I'm just going to say it. It's going to be difficult but for you to hear, but you looked really rusty on Saturday.
No. that's unfortunate to hear.
Yeah, that's unfortunate to hear.
Two carries in the game, 14 yards on each. It was a good way to get back for you, huh?
Yeah, it felt good. I was very excited to see those holes open up so well. In practice, you can never tell because we're going against our defense and their scheme. Mm-hmm. But it was really good to see us go against a different team, different color jersey, and be able to run the ball like that.
You're really vibing on this whole "they've forgotten about me" kind of theme, aren't
yeah.
you? And I'd love to see it. Tell me your thoughts on that.
My thoughts are I was out for a year, and I think people kind of forgot about the 2016 stats and what I did. And especially with the running back group becoming so prominent now and everyone talking about the running back in the NFL and how we're becoming more important now. And, you know, it's tough when you see and people – not just me seeing it, but a lot of my friends – family talking about how, you know, they don't talk about me anymore and stuff like that. So I just want to come out this season and really prove, you know, how big of a good of a player I am, especially coming back from 2016 and yeah. being better than 2016.
Now, when you came into the league, David, the running back position wasn't the glamour position that it's turning back into.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reason why is because the running backs are asked to catch the ball a lot, something that you do. Do you feel somewhat responsible for this kind of trend in running backs becoming popular and important again?
You know what? I don't think I really started or brought it back up. Le'Veon Bell did it pretty well, mm-hmm. and I really felt like that was one of my strong abilities that I had coming in. I don't think it was just me, but there was a lot of running backs that also did it.
You were in the group, though.
Yeah, I was.
You take some credit.
Yeah, I take some credit on that. I was in the group, especially the way BA had me out there,
yeah.
not just coming out of the backfield playing receiver, but also split out as a receiver mm-hmm. and catching the ball that way.
All right, so what was it like running behind a fullback, a lead blocker? Did you like that on Saturday?
Yes, I loved that.
Did you?
I love that because you know what you're going to get out of a fullback. You know, he knows his one of his main goals jobs is to block and make sure that they're open the lane for the running back. And so it was pretty cool. And like I said, I had one in college. And it felt good just to be back out there. And Derek Holman did a great job, man. Let me tell you, he opened up that hole for me on the
yeah.
first run
yeah.
way easily to where I felt like I was kind of expecting to get hit. And he made it so easy for me.
Yeah, and then on the second run, there was no fullback on that run, correct?
No fullback. That was just
so you can do it either way.
Right, yeah. exactly.
Versatile.
14 yards, whatever, however you want it, man.
Versatile. But, hey, right. it was the guys up front
yeah.
blocking, not just the linemen, but also the receivers blocking. Larry is obviously known to be a great blocking receiver, and so those guys made it so easy for me the first couple runs.
Coach Wilkes had said going into the game that you and Sam and Larry weren't going to play much. So is that what you expected, about two carries? And how many I didn't see the snap count. How many plays were you in for?
Two plays.
That was it?
Yeah, those two runs.
So that was by design?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, they told me beforehand that I won't get too many snaps, me and also the other veterans. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely fine with that. And I'm glad those two snaps worked out well.
You looked – I mean, obviously you're in great shape, but you look very quick and very fast and running with a lot of passion on Saturday. What explain your mindset and how happy you are to be back doing what you love to do so much after, 12 months away?
12 months. It felt like a year, man. And I'm very, very excited
yeah.
to be back. Oh, man.
Right.
It felt good running out of the tunnel, hearing the fans go loud, get loud. And it felt great just being on the field, warming up, doing everything, and finally getting the pads on. I wish I would have got hit a little bit more.
Really?
but yeah.
We're
just
glad you did.
I know, right? I just felt like, it felt good to actually, hit the ground and be able to be on the field, man. It felt amazing.
All right, I swear this will be the only question about your contract. You came back and nothing has been done. We all assumed, okay, maybe something might be getting done. Ian Rappaport said you're not close, and yet you're still happy and you're here and you seem to be in great spirits. Where are you with that whole thing? And then we'll put this to bed.
Right now, I think they're still talking. I really don't know. My main thing right now since the season started is focusing on the football. I really don't want that to affect my gameplay to where we don't end up getting the deal done because of me playing bad. So I'm focused so much on playing, being out there, helping out the team, doing what I did in 2016, doing better than what I did in 2016, and let my agent handle the
right.
contract.
So you're going to show them how good you are, and your belief is something has to crack
exactly.
once they see you doing what you do.
Exactly. I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to play and show them, you know, the reason why I should get a contract extension, and that's my biggest thing. Prove all the everyone that I am back 100%, and I'm gonna, you know, give it all I can, and I'm gonna, you know, prove to them why I should be able to get that contract extension.
David Johnson, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. I guarantee you don't know this, but you were the subject of like 27 songs that were written by people on this radio show. So I was glad that you came back on the first day of camp. I'll
right.
just get that out of the way. You mentioned the way BA used you earlier in your career. Shifting now to a new offense, Mike McCoy, the coordinator, and I guess just your early experiences of working with him and your early impressions of Steve Wilks in this first camp.
Oh, I loved it. I'm loving the atmosphere. I'm loving what Coach Wilks and McCoy and Kirby Wilson are saying, how they're conducting the offense with Mike McCoy and Kirby, and then how, you know, Coach Wilks is conducting camp. I like we were just talking about when we're in camp, he's going to get everything out of us, but, you know, he's breaking camp at a right time. He's getting what he needs to, and he's, you know, breaking us out of camp. But I love the atmosphere. I love the camaraderie with the team and the coaching staff, and I think it's going to be a great year. Like I've been telling everyone else, I think everyone outside of our organization is thinking that this is a down year for us.
Yeah.
And I think that's really adding fuel to the fire with our teammates, with me included. And I'm proving that we're still a dominant team. People forget that we had Chandler Jones, who led the league in sacks. Mm-hmm. People forget that Pat P has been in the Pro Bowl every year since
yeah.
he's been in the league. Fitz is still doing it. So I don't know why people are thinking this is going to be Buddha being a Pro Bowl, and now he's playing, you know, safety. And I feel like even on offense, we got Sam Bradford. Everyone knows when he's healthy what he can do.
Yeah, yeah.
We got so many new offensive linemen, not including DJ Humphries coming back. Mike Iupati, who
yep.
is looking, you know, as good as he's ever been. And so I don't know what people are thinking. I'm excited about this.
Isn't it weird? Because you're right. The short-term memory of sports fans is bizarre because you're not injury prone. In fact, what you suffered that day in Los Angeles seemed to prove just the opposite, that if you could sustain a bending and a twisting up of your body like that and be okay, that's pretty good for your long-term durability. What happened to your wrist is a fluke injury.
Yeah.
There's nothing injury prone about anything you've gone through, and yet you're not there for the better part of one season, and it's like people just move on to other people.
Yeah.
What has that taught you about human nature and just sports fans in general?
That they go with a hot hand to say, you know, who's being talked about when you're injured, you're not being talked about. And so a lot of the fans, I know my Cardinal fans still love me, but a lot of the fans, you know, they cheer for who's being talked about, who's relevant, and that's how it is.
I think these young rooks who came in, like Chase Edmonds, his stuff on the goal line on Saturday, he's probably running that way because he knows he's next in line behind you. They know who you are. All these guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've said they've seen me play. You know, they've watched me, some highlights and stuff. And Chase is doing a tremendous job, man. He's doing really good. I love the way he's playing. And like you said, that second effort on the goal line, not going down easily. And all the running backs are doing great.
It's kind of like that run you had that you uncorked against Philly that one time.
Yeah.
When you were bottled up and it somehow you squirted out of there and suddenly you're on your way to the end zone.
Exactly. And I think people are really underestimating not just, you know, the Cardinals, but our running back group.
David Johnson, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. You mentioned him earlier, Sam Bradford. He had a short stint on Saturday night as well. And I know people are looking forward to seeing him play. What does he bring to this team through your eyes? What has he brought so far?
He's brought a lot. He's a quarterback that I've seen. He's a veteran, obviously, so he knows how to handle everything, especially with the new teammates, new offense. He's able to really calm everyone down. He's able to conduct the offense, making the mic point. He's able to change the play. He's already audibling and change the plays and making sure everyone knows what they're doing. He's telling the receivers, telling the tight ends, telling me what I need to do on a play. Even if I know it, he'll still remind me. And that's what I love about him. He's so smart, and obviously everyone knows he can throw the ball. He can throw it on a dime. He can throw it through tight pockets. And he's very good at what he does. And I think that's the best thing I love, is that he's a veteran guy. He knows what to expect on the game day.
My last thing, and I've said this to you many, many times, one of the best things about you is just your personality. You just bring such joy and even something of an innocence to a sport where you don't get a lot of it, and people just love your personality. What did it mean to crack off two runs the way you did? Short stint on Saturday night, but you crack off those runs. It was kind of a little declaration, kind of a coming back party, if you will. Did you feel that way? Is it kind of made you even more joyful coming out of that game?
Yes, it really did. It made me so excited about the season. Pumped me up. It got me really pumped up about getting ready for the regular season. And like you said, it really let everyone else know that I'm back. I'm back, ready to go, good to go, 100%. And, man, I just can't wait to start.
So a lot of fantasy football players listen to our show, and you've heard from a lot of them. You're saying
that's all I've been here.
You should be the number one pick. Is that what you're saying, David?
Yes, I should definitely be number one pick.
It's amazing because 2 years ago everybody loved you, and then last year you got all the criticism.
I got all the grief last year, and people are social media is blowing up right now about questioning if they should pick me and who they should pick and. Definitely pick me.
And it's just crazy how, because now it's all about what you can do for them, man. More so their team than the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I'll literally get Rams fans. I'll get 49ers, Seattle fans. Man, you got to get it. I'm telling you, three touchdowns.
Right. Come on,
150
man.
Yards. You guys got to lose by one. I just need you to do this, but you still got to lose.
We got to lose, but you got to hook me up, David.
Yeah, people feel like they're I think they feel more involved in the game now. At first, before fantasy, I didn't even know about fantasy until the pros, but now they actually know stats that you wouldn't think. They know, like, how many yards, how many touches.
Yeah.
And they know stats that you wouldn't think a fan would know because of fantasy football.
It almost makes fans feel like they're owners, and it's really weird.
It really is.
Good and bad.
It's good and bad.
Because I'll be running off the field or something or out and about, and they'll tell me stuff that, I have to kind of look back and see who it is talking about it, because you would think that, they're the GM or something because of, the stuff they would say, how many touches you had or whatever, how many catches, and it's crazy fantasy football.
So I think after Saturday, I think you just shut it down the rest of training camp. No more carries to the regular season. Think about that.
We'll see what Coach Wilkes says.
That ain't going to happen.
David, always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming up. It was great to see you back on the field on Saturday.
Oh, thanks.
You're awesome, man.
Thank you. David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.